Go ahead, wear some rad gear in public. We dare you. Endless swag is available in the stupid store at radradio.com.
We begin with this email, rad@radradio.com. It is from Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
How nice. She wrote in and said, by the way, Brando, the second part of Lisa's email that came in at 8:21 a.m., mm-hmm. If you haven't already done so, could you please make sure it gets forwarded to me? You'll find it. Lisa came in 8:21. First part, just very nice. Says, I can't believe I'm actually writing in. I'm a new listener. I moved here from the East Coast, and I have never been so entertained on my commute to work. You all have some real chemistry, and you make me LOL on a regular basis.
Aw, that's sweet.
Isn't that nice? Coming up in mere moments, after we do jokes from the maggots and such, instead of the sights and sounds of what's going on in the studios during the next commercial break, you are going to get, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppy.
What's coming up, Brando?
Well, we have Sarge, your black lab, molesting you on your couch.
Oh, this guy.
Just showering you with love and spittle and licking all over your face and all over your body.
Sweet.
While you're hanging out on the sofa at Williams Manor.
This is a nightly thing. He, out of nowhere, for no reason, he's been with me most of the day. This is the two-year-old. We have the elderly lab, Scout, who's
the OG.
10. But Sarge, out of nowhere, will just decide, and we just give in. It's just let him do it. Just let him get. But it is so. He puts all his weight on you. He licks you. He won't stop. I mean, it's love from a dog.
Yes. Yeah.
But it's like I'm trying to watch a show, or in my case, eat. You know, because I'm fat, apparently, according to everybody. All 176 pounds of me.
That's what it is. Sarge is just licking all the sweat and the grease coming out of your pores from all the cheese you've been eating.
That could be.
We also have footage from, there's a four-year-old Frenchie named Opie, a two-year-old Frenchie named Luna, playing with a one-year-old baby boy named Roman.
This is a human?
Yes, a human baby.
Okay.
And then we've got Duke Charles, the long-haired golden retriever on guard duty.
If you have any videos you want to submit, we just ask that you record them horizontally.
Like
email
guarding
them.
Duty.
Email them to us, rad@radradio.com. And as much information like that you can provide us, what's the breed or what is the animal, if it's not a dog, since we've had geese and spiders, and I think Kyle, you finally got your meerkats, didn't you?
Kind of got groundhogs that we thought were meerkats, and then we found out they were groundhogs because they're not in the right region of the world.
Oh, yeah, boo. they were Wyoming meerkats.
Oh, boo. Okay.
See,
well,
they're
whatever.
Like Bigfoot. It's hard to get a sighting.
Let us know what it is, and email whatever you got, rad@radio.com.
There is a meerkat rescue down near like Palm Springs. If anybody's been there, please send footage. I want to go one day. So if you've gone there and you have video footage of the meerkats, I want it.
Is this because people are like illegally acquiring meerkats and they end up going to a rescue?
No, usually they get picked up because they're injured in the wild or there's something wrong with it. Kind of like what you do with like dogs when you find them on the street, you bring them to a shelter. It's like a shelter for meerkats, and they take care of them the rest of their lives.
Okay. So a lot of people have, you know, traveling bucket lists like Hawaii or Vegas or New York City. Not Kyle. He wants to go to the Meerkat Rescue Inn.
I do.
In
SoCal. It's near Palm Springs. Yeah, it's about 2 hours away. And you get to feed them scorpions.
Hopefully,
from what I hear.
Someday you'll do it.
They eat scorpions?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Now, okay. So when you see a dog, because dogs are pets, right? Of course, you see it hurt or injured, you want to take it somewhere to shelter to help it. Is a meerkat just something that should be in the wild? And if it's going to die, it's going to die. It's like nature doing its course. Or is it one of those where, you know, you should have a sanctuary for it?
Well, because I mean, before we get an official answer, if anybody has one, I mean, dogs were in the wild, belonged in the wild, and then they got domesticated.
Right, so that's what I'm wondering with meerkats.
We have rabbits too. Same thing, right?
Yeah,
rabbits
yeah, yeah.
belong in the wild. They can make great pets. How quickly can meerkats be domesticated? I am certainly not the meerkat expert in any way on this.
So a quick Google search confirms what I was thinking is that meerkats are exotic animals and they're not necessarily legal for that reason. And they don't adapt well to traditional pet care. So like unless you're a zoo that has expertise in this kind of thing, I don't think they would do well domesticated or, you know, in the wild where they're not necessarily kept in an environment like a zoo where it's like their normal habitat or their normal habitat, which is South Africa.
Yeah, see, because I am one of those people that's prone to like any creature that's hurting, you want to help it.
Oh, yeah.
And then maybe you find out later, you know what, you were just supposed to let it you know, run its course and do its thing because that was nature, you know, and you're like, oh, crap. Darn it.
Like when you get a bear cub and you're like, oh, this thing is like, oh, it's so cute.
I would take it in, get it in a bedroom.
It's not going to grow any bigger.
Oh, my God, right, no. Little cub, I get a little bed. Ooh, oh, look at your little bed.
And then the big old grizzly bear doesn't fit in that little bed.
Yeah.
That's that comment by Dawn just makes me sad because in that world, that means her husband's dead. And he happens to be my best friend because that's the only way anything like that would even come close to happening.
I might be able to sneak.
Yes.
Totally. Totally. And he wouldn't notice at all. We got an email here, RAD at radradio.com from Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
He has a question about the Happiest Hour 2-ounce liquid shots, which are available at radradio.com in the Stupid Store.
Oh, Superstore.
When you go to it, first of all, two things come up. On the left side of the Stupid Store page,
Superstore,
is all of our merch, our food products, our cookbooks. You see a picture of hoodies and things like that.
Confusing people.
On the right side, it's not confusing at all. It's very simple.
You know what I'm saying?
Is a picture of the Happiest Hour shots. And that's it. You click on that box, that box of boxes, and that's how you order the Happiest Hour. They're made with all natural terpenes. They are extracts from plants, and they have different kinds to attack different things, like the Wake Shot, which is my favorite. Gives you the all natural energy boost, clears your mind. You don't get the shakes. At least I don't. Nobody we know of that's using them on a regular basis doesn't give you that crash later. As well, the Calm Shot, which people are loving for anxiety. The Mend Shot, which is meant to help you recover from or manage your pain. My mom, a couple years ago, used it and cut her medications in half. I mean, she's 83 years old, for God's sakes. The Mend Shot, by the way, as I reported a couple weeks ago, is outselling everything.
Dang.
Nice.
That and the Calm Shot. Indication of where we're at, you know, with the times. Yep. And medical care was delayed for a while and people got behind and we're in so much pain in so many ways.
But it also always says that I like people want to find things that aren't like medicine.
Right. These are all natural. So this is as natural as you get. We do now have as well both Kyle's favorite, the sleep shots.
Dude,
available.
Those things are great.
We knock Kyle out like the bear that he is.
12 hours of sleep. Amazing.
And the Bliss shots, which again, you guys love them. I still haven't tried them. You described them as
they do add a sense of euphoria, like everything is just brighter and nicer. It's almost like the next level of the Intensify shot, which just intensifies everything when you take it. This just takes it to a whole other level.
And they're all available in the Stupid Store right now.
Yeah, it's almost relaxing too. That's a good way to describe it. With the Intensify, it's like a calm and Intensify mixed together almost.
Mm-hmm. But that's another word for bliss, what you just said, Kyle.
So when you take the Intensify, it's like you're sitting there cross-legged, putting your fingers out in a circle, going om. But when you take a Bliss shot, you're actually elevating off of the floor.
So Kevin's question was: my dad had a minor heart attack and is now recovering on a bunch of different pills. My question is, will the Mend shot be okay to take or will it interfere with his meds? Obviously, Kevin, a question like that has to go to your dad's doctor. Do keep in mind, though, that and the ingredients are fully available when you go to the website and you can find the ingredients. They are all natural. We've had it confirmed through secondhand sources, doctors, patients, listeners that have written in. Totally safe for like pregnant women, things like that, and kids. But you need to check with your medical professional. We're not gonna answer that for you. But the fact that it's all natural, the likeliness that anything in them would contraindicate with any of your dad's meds is small. But do not for one second take that as gospel. Please, you know, ask your dad's doctor. But boy, could they help.
Hey, and if you're like me, this is when I find out. If I do have a good doctor, because I like my doctors to be, and again, you have to have the same outlook as I do on this. I like my doctors to not just be medical, but they're open to, you know, things that aren't pharmaceutical, right? And I've done that. I've brought in back when, I mean, this is a million years ago now when I was going through perimenopause, this all natural stuff that I that totally helped me with hot flashes. But I wanted to make sure, is it safe? I brought it into my doctor, and at the time it was my primary care, and he knew that type of stuff, and he loved it. He looked over it, he's like, oh my God, where did you get this? I almost want to have this on hand for other women that come in here. So I'm like, okay, awesome. I've got a doctor that's open to both.
And I know finding doctors is really hard. Finding good doctors is even harder. Yeah. A lot of them aren't taking new patients, et cetera. But if you find a new doctor, if you go to a doctor for the very first time, for whatever reason, HMO recommendation, when they are asking you about things, trying to get to know you, mention, whether you do or not, if you're into anything that is like non-traditional, the best test is mention that, oh, well, I do chiropractic care. Their reaction to that will tell you whether or not they are open to alternative forms
so
of medicine.
True.
I've done it with my last four doctors in a row.
Man.
All of them have had the same reaction. Eyes wide open. Oh, that's great. That's so good to hear. Meaning they understand that there are other ways to treat besides pills and things like that.
So that's one red flag. Another red flag is if you go to see your primary care doctor, then they're wearing a lab coat with a bunch of big pharma patches over it like they're a NASCAR.
Yes.
Probably a red flag.
Oh my gosh. I'm so bummed right now as we're talking. I'm remembering that my primary care is a female for now. And I have to like wait to see where she's going. She's leaving where she's at, not because she hates that particular, you know, hospital to be a part of, but she's so much into medicine and alternative medicine that she found an opportunity to go somewhere that just literally, that's what they specialize in both. And I'm like, gah! And they will not tell us where she's going because she's leaving. Right now she's the competition. And so now we have to wait until she goes.
Literally one of the most selfish rants ever.
It was. You
on
just
Rad Radio.
You just reminded me of it, and
wow.
I had not released it yet, and I needed to do that, so I appreciate all of you letting me, not like you had a choice.
All while there's a waiting list for people to get their own doctors or can't get an appointment for months.
At least call you.
Some people can't even get health insurance.
I know, and that might be me if I can't find her.
Jacob says, I know we were talking meerkats, but groundhogs can be domesticated. My aunt used to catch them and breed them. She said they were like dogs. She lived in South Dakota where I guess it was legal. Or maybe I just told her on the phone, or maybe I just told on her and the authorities are on the way. Yes, I'm sure the South Dakotan authorities are listening in and very concerned about the groundhogs. If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are, if you have jokes, email us, rad@radradio.com. Don't call. You cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
We begin with the children. 14-year-old Athena starts us off.
Yay, yay, Athena.
What are your thoughts on dismemberment, I asked, and the person said, personally, I think it's a bit of armless fun. from 10-year-old Lily.
Oh, hi, sweet Lily.
Why did the chair go to the bank?
Why?
To improve its balance.
Wouldn't you go to the gymnastics training or yoga?
Come on, Lily.
You guys, what are we doing here? Is this like a new trend?
No,
she's 10. Leave it be.
Okay, sorry.
Big D's submission of dad jokes starts with, what did the Australian chess player say when he was ready to pay his bar tab?
What?
Checkmate. Why isn't holy water used in vaccines?
Why? Oh,
there's a triggering word. Because you shouldn't take the Lord in veins.
Well, that might be a kind of a cool idea, though. I mean, could you really put water in your blood veins, or would that poison you?
I would not recommend putting anything in your veins without a medical professional's oversight. But, you know, hey, heroin users do it all the time. Being a baseball umpire is great because I always get to work at home. Well, that's just not accurate. They rotate.
Yeah, what if you're a sideline judge or whatever that's called?
Well, base, that's football, but baseball, there's first, second, third base and home, and they rotate. You don't get to be at home every time, so that joke made no sense.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, that was really okay. Sure, it's okay when we pick on a grown man and his joke.
So when they're not working at home, are they working remotely when
they're
rotating?
Yes, from first base.
Uh-huh. Yeah, gotcha.
And yes, because it's a grown man, an adult.
Ramon. Oh. I've met Big D. I wouldn't call him an adult.
Oh, God.
Ramon is back and says, let's start the week with some Fat Rob jokes.
Let's.
Yay.
Oh, that's right. Ramon does the fat jokes. Hey, Ramon.
Enjoy it while you can, pal.
Exactly.
Show me your papers.
Oh, no.
They're Gordo jokes.
Oh, damn it.
Rob choked on a carrot this afternoon, and all he could think was, I bet a donut wouldn't have done this to me. Brandon wanted to burn some calories, so he pushed Rob back into that fire pit.
Hey, don't bring me into this.
Yeah, that's a double slam.
That was false. That was a false accusation.
Actually, it was attempted manslaughter.
Not really.
That was the charge I refused to press.
Oh, so is that why I was arrested in the parking lot here one day before the show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, all right. That's what I thought.
Last one
Wait, but I do like he wrote that himself. This is great.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Last one from Ramon. Wow, that lean cuisine really filled me up, said Rob Never.
You're great, Ramon.
Oh, yeah, you're great. So are you, Wendy, because you wanted to get in on it.
Aww, oh, sweet.
Wendy says, I heard Rob took his pants to the dry cleaners, and they said, sorry, we don't do curtains.
Sorry, we don't do circus tents.
Rob is so fat that when he applied for the Biggest Loser TV show, they said, sorry, there's a weight limit. That's great.
Oh, Lord.
And this is from Greg.
Hey, Greg.
Wife walks up to her husband and asks, do I look fat in this dress? And the husband says, look, before I say anything, you got to promise, no matter what I say, you won't get mad. And the wife says, okay, I promise. And the husband says, good. Last night, I screwed your sister. Hey, you promised.
What about my pants?
I don't care if I look good.
You got jokes? Email us, R-A-D at radradio.com.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.